could you imagine if this guy was the president right now?
Senator Sanders and I may disagree on tactics, but we share a common vision for the need to provide affordable health care for all Americans.
Right.
Reduce income inequity that has risen so drastically.
Right. And?
To tackling the existential threat of our time, climate change.
Okay. Oh, knock it off.
He said that.
So he
this week,
climate change is still our biggest problem.
That's our biggest problem. People are dying. All right, it gets better. So then he does another online speech. And just, again, think about the energy that Trump has and then this.
We need to activate the reserve corps of doctors and nurses and beef up the number of responders dealing with the crush of cases. Uh-huh. And and in addition to that,
wake up.
In addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Yeah. Well, let me go to the second thing.
I spoke
enough on that.
I spoke enough.
The president must use the Defense Production Act.
He did that already.
To radically increase the supply of critical goods needed to treat patients and protect our healthcare workers and first responders.
Yeah.
He was at the whole time he's waving his hand up in the air like, next page.
Son of a gun.
There's something really wrong with him.
I don't know.
It's really like.
I feel like he's this close away from just snoring and you need to like give him a nudge.
We now return to Joe Biden's coronavirus speech already in progress.
Well, folks, the first thing we need to do is with the virus, it's a virus and the sneezing.
Right.
And let's skip to the second thing. Okay. We have to not cough. And we should wash our the things with the fingers.
Man,
let's skip to the third thing. We should skip to the fourth thing.
No.
What comes after the fifth thing? Jill, do you remember?
Second.
Let's go back to the third thing. Then we'll go to the ninth thing.
What?
Where am I?
More of Joe Biden.
Rick, Stacey,